You see, it was the eclipse. It came into my mind in the nick of time how Columbus or Cortez or any one of those people played an eclipse as a saving trump once on some savages, and I saw my chance. I could play it myself now. And it wouldn't be any plagiarism either, because I should get it nearly 1,000 years ahead of those parties. Clarence came in distressed and said, I hasted the message to our liege the king, and straightway he had me to his presence. He was frighted even to the marrow, and was minded to give order for your instant enlargement, and that you be clothed and lodged as befitted one so great. But then Merlin came and spoiled all, for he persuaded the king that you are mad, and said your threat is but idle vaporing. They disputed long, but in the end Merlin, scoffing, said, Wherefore hath he not named his brave calamity? Verily, it is because he cannot. This thrust did in most sudden sort close the king's mouth, and he could offer naught to turn the argument, and so, reluctant, he yet prayeth you to consider his perplexed case, as noting how the matter stands, and name the calamity. Oh, prithee, delay not, name the calamity. I allowed silence to accumulate while I got my impressiveness together, and then said, How long have I been shut up in this hole?
Ye were shut up when yesterday was well spent. It is 9 of the morning now.
This is the 20th, then.
The 20th, yes.
And I am to be burned alive tomorrow at what hour?
The boy shuddered. At high noon.
Well, then, I will tell you what to say. I paused and stood over the cowering lad a whole minute in awful silence. Then in a voice deep, measured, charged with doom, I began and rose by dramatically grading stages to my colossal climax, which I delivered in as sublime and noble way as ever I did such a thing in my life. Go back and tell your king that at that hour I will smother the whole world in dead blackness of midnight. I will blot out the sun, and he shall never shine again. The fruits of the earth shall rot for lack of light and warmth.